With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, September 10th at Pier 27. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
No one
gives you fatties like Skippy and Fish.
Show me the money.
Let's get it rolling. BetQL, picking fatties.
What's up? Welcome back. Another edition of BetQL, picking fatties. It is Thursday. I'm just losing track of the week. Sorry. It is Thursday, August 4th. Happy birthday to my daughter, Ava. 2022, Bitch and Skippy from D.C. and from Colorado Springs, although Skippy's in Florida visiting his mom. What's up, right. Skip?
What up?
What's pretty up, nice. DB in Jersey?
Pretty fun. Traveling's pretty fun today. When you don't travel a lot, traveling blows.
Well, just saying. We got to keep this short today, but I want you to give me some stories on the airports and the flights and all that stuff.
Oh, I will, for sure.
Got to hear that.
For sure.
Right, let's get into the Big 12. Let's start with Oklahoma. 9.5 is their win total. If you go over, it's even money. If you go under, it's -120. And obviously, the difference here is Oklahoma has a brand new coaching staff because Lincoln Riley is out for USC. In comes Brent Venables from Clemson. They lost Caleb Williams, also to USC. Spencer Rattler left for South Carolina. So they bring in Dylan Gabriel. Isn't it crazy, all these transfers? I can't even keep them straight.
Yeah, like, I mean,
Dylan Gabriel comes in from Central Florida.
I don't love Gabriel because he's injury prone, but we'll see what kind of offense they run because we don't know what kind of offense he's going to run. Riley just rolled it. So, but I have a feeling, I mean, Oklahoma's defense is so bad every year, even when it's supposed to be good and even when you think it's going to be good. Like, even for a quarter when they're good, you're like, oh, this is a different Oklahoma team, and then they're right back to where they usually are. So, 9.5.
But here's the difference. Here's the difference. Their head coach is Venables. He was the best defensive coordinator for last
year. I know. It might take him a year to get his guys in, and we don't know how that's going to go this year. I'd probably lean, 9.5, they're going to play. Yeah, they could get there and still get to 10. Although I think Oklahoma State's going to win the Big 12 this year, but we'll see.
Non-conference games for Oklahoma, UTEP, Kent State at Nebraska. Win, win, win.
Probably win, 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 yeah. So they should probably,
you should look at how many transfers they have. It's unbelievable.
I know, they have a ton. And you're going to see the Big 12 take a bit of a, Iowa State might not be quite as good, right? They lose their quarterback and their running back, who was silly. Both those two are silly. And I think they even lost their tight end, but I'm not sure if he's back. He was another.
Yes, they did. No, he was gone. He got drafted by the Ravens.
Correct. So that's huge for them. So that's one team. I mean, Texas, we don't know. There's always lots of hype around Texas. Who knows? I think Oak State is going to get him. Kansas is going to be horrible. Kansas State, we don't know. But over TCU is always TCU. So I can see him getting to 10 in Oklahoma.
Well, let's move on to Texas because their win total is 8.5.
Steve, I think Sarkeesian, they'll get that
in there.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Non-conference games.
He better get it or he's going to be in trouble soon because Texas just doesn't fuck around with that. Like, you just can't be.
Well, here's the problem. This is why I don't necessarily go over the 8.5, because Quinn Ewers, who was a very highly rated quarterback coming out of high school, came out of high school early and entered Ohio State early. Didn't play, obviously, because they got Stroud there. He transfers out. So they've got a freshman quarterback. That's what they got. Now, they got Hudson Card behind him, who's got a little bit more experience. But if you want to rely on a freshman quarterback to get 9 wins when they got to play teams like Alabama out of conference, I'm not sure if I'm buying that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much that's going to help them playing Bama right out of the chute. But, I just think that if you win 8 games at Texas, that is such a losing failure of a season, even if you go to a bowl and you're 8-4. I mean, really, even 9 wins at Texas is, I mean, isn't it pretty much at Texas, a Big 12 championship, try to get to a playoff or bust with Sarkisian at this point? Or,
yeah, you would think so. And maybe it doesn't happen this year, but maybe yours is good, but then he's really good next year.
I think I'm most surprised, given the transfer portal, given all the kids and quarterbacks, when you really look at it, that have jumped, and my God, there are a ton of big name quarterbacks. I am a little bit surprised that he didn't corral one of those kids to just come in, you know, a big name and try and step up quickly.
Yeah.
As opposed to going through a fresh, you know, and he hopefully he's good. And then, okay, great. You have him for a few years, but I just feel like he's got to win now, like this year. And they ain't beating Oklahoma. They're not beating Alabama.
And I don't think they're going to beat Oklahoma either.
Just because
of the experience that Caleb Williams, that Venables brings in there, and the experience that Dylan Gabriel has versus what Quinn Ewers has. I mean, unless Ewers is just the man, and maybe he is.
We'll find out, but he'll also get 4 or 5 games under his belt till that game, I think, before that game, at least 4, I would think.
Before the Oklahoma game, 5, yes.
5, yeah. So by then, he's going to be kind of what he's going to be is this freshman year, I would think. I mean, I'm sure he'll get a little better, but yeah, we'll find out. 8.5, I would probably only because
you're going to play that over. I know you are.
No,
I'm just looking at this. I'm looking at this. Here are the tough games. Bama, they're going to lose. That's week 2. Oklahoma, I think they lose. They got to go to Oklahoma State October 22nd, and then they got Baylor at home. That's
a tough game because Oak State's going to be legit. And Baylor's not – everyone sleeps on. Baylor ain't going anywhere.
Baylor's going to be good. Even though it's a home game for Texas, that's going to be tough. So they got 4 tough outs. So they're going to have to win one of those.
Right.
They'll probably run the table with his other games unless they have some slip up.
I would probably, if you forced me, given the fact that they're at Oak State, they're going to lose to Bama. Baylor's going to be a tough game. Oklahoma's going to be a tough game. Those are all potential losses. And Texas is famous for losing another game they shouldn't, right?
Yep.
A TCU, an Iowa State, just a team they shouldn't lose to. So I'd probably go under.
This will be the telling fact on Texas season. If Quinn Ewers somehow doesn't win the quarterback job out of camp and Hudson Card wins it, that'll be bad.
Right.
Because that means Ewers just isn't ready. But
right.
I don't think he will. I think Ewers will be the guy.
That means they're finished.
All right.
So that's it.
Got to get out of here.
Got to roll. We'll be back tomorrow. Live plays tomorrow. Like I said, I'll be tweeting out plays today. Tweeted out plays yesterday on the show. Tuesday, we gave them to you live. So we will be back tomorrow. What's up? It's Skippy. You've been listening to BetQL Picking Fatties. If you like what you hear from Bish and myself, make sure you subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Leave a rating, and you want to keep coming back every day because we have new episodes being released 7 days a week, and we're giving out fatties.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.